Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. Technique number 8, the chakra meditation technique. Whenever yogis meditate, they generally concentrate on one of the 7 chakras, which are subtle energy centers situated within the human system. The 7th chakra is the crown chakra, Sahasra Padma chakra, within the head. And the base, or the first one, Muladhara chakra, at the base of our spine where we are sitting. Chakra number 6 is called the Ajna chakra, sometimes called the eye of wisdom or the inner eye. This Ajna chakra is where the mind sits during the waking state. The Ajna chakra is also known as Trikuti, the third eye or the eye of wisdom. It lies in the space between the 2 eyebrows, a finger breadth above the bridge of the nose in the center of your forehead. Focusing your attention on the 6th chakra, Ajna chakra, is known as the frontal gaze, because the eyes are internally directed toward the forehead bone. One can easily control the mind and develop excellent powers of concentration by fixing your mind and fixing your attention on the Trikuti or Ajna chakra. This chakra meditation is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita by Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself in chapter 5, verse 27. Sparshan kritva pahir bayamsh chakshush chayvantare bruvo. Shutting out all external objects, you should fix your vision between your eyebrows. To calm the mind and facilitate concentration, you should sit in a comfortable, steady, straight posture. The Padma or the Siddha Asana is best, but any cross-legged sitting pose is acceptable because such postures make a triangular path to contain the flow of your physical energy, which is otherwise scattered and dispersed in all directions. Keep your head, neck, and chest in a straight line, but not tense, relaxed. Breathe deeply and slowly, and relax your eyes, your neck, and face muscles. Softly or silently, chant your Hare Krishna Japa with great attention and great devotion. Now close your eyes and fix your attention on the Ajna chakra, the point between your eyebrows. While fixing your attention there, try to internally see and visualize within your mind the form of Krishna or Radharan Krishna in that space between your eyebrows. If your mind tries to run away from Krishna, you must diligently withdraw your mind and again think of and fix your mind on Krishna's form again and again. Try to keep your mind calm and relaxed. One reminder is, when performing chakra meditation technique, fixing your attention between your eyebrows on the Ajna or 6th chakra with closed eyes, You should not strain or furrow your eyebrows. Remember, your face muscles are always kept relaxed. You gently gaze toward that point without looking cross-eyed. Just relax your eyeballs and let them float behind your eyelids and concentrate on that point while meditating on Radha and Krishna and chanting japa. However, if you find it too difficult to concentrate on the Trikuti chakra meditation, or you get a headache, then open your eyes and concentrate on a painting or Thakurji's photo or your personal Thakurji of Radha and Krishna. Be patient, be determined, and be attentive, and always have interest. These will bring success and concentration. Patience, keep practicing, keep trying this chakra meditation, determination, attention, and interest bring success and concentration in your Hare Krishna japa. This technique takes some time to practice and perfect the chakra meditation, but it is very, very effective for stilling and pacifying the mind and creating harmony throughout your entire body and mind. Personally, we have been practicing this type of chakra meditation along with chanting and meditating on Radha and Krishna 20 years or so. In the beginning, it takes some time to close your eyes and fix your mind on that Agya chakra without strain. Just relax, relax, relax. I can't emphasize enough how powerful this meditative technique is. You can imagine it's a roundabout. It's a traffic circle. And all the roads radiating north and south and east and west, different roads are going in different directions from that roundabout or traffic circle in the highway or in the streets within the city of Delhi or anywhere. And when you meditate on the third eye, it is like fixing all your attention in the center of that traffic circle or roundabout. So many roads are going here and there, but you're not going anywhere. It is a very powerful meditative point and meditative technique. The mind becomes easily controlled, but to control such a powerful mind, it will take practice and practice and practice. But believe me and have faith, if you can master this one concentration technique called chakra meditation technique number 8, your chanting will flow on very nicely and very peacefully, and you'll get wonderful realizations. This Agya chakra grabs the mind and holds the mind and keeps it from running anywhere. You imagine they capture some gunder criminal and they put him in a straitjacket and tie his legs with ropes and gag his mouth and put a black cloth over his head. And then that dacoit or gunda or that criminal, he can't see, he can't move his hands or legs or anything. He's completely bound and tied up. So this chakra, Agya chakra, acts like that. It's like putting a straitjacket on the impetuous monkey mind. It's like tying up the legs of the monkey mind and tying up the arms and gagging the monkey mind's mouth and putting a black cloth over the monkey mind's face, so the monkey mind can't sightsee or look here or there or move or go anywhere. Totally caught, tied up, bound, immovable. This is the power of the Trikuti chakra meditation technique number 8. Please sincerely try to master this. I beg all of you, and you'll see amazing and wonderful results.